Hi, I'm Sheila, and welcome to the Arran Minipod series, where we want you to hear from islanders about their villages, what makes the Isle of Arran special for them, and also what sort of things you might like to enjoy when you visit. This time we're on the northwest coast of Arran, and we're going to hear a little bit about the village of Pirnmill. This lovely little village boasts sandy beaches and stunning views with a welcoming community. So much so that the villagers have cleared the car park at the south end of the village to create a safe space for motorhomes and camper vans. With stunning views overlooking Kilbrannan Sound and Kintyre, this invites the vehicles to park off-road, avoiding traffic congestion and parking in front of people's houses. It's a well-spread-out, unspoilt coastal village, perfect for walking yourself, the family or the dog. So, like all of Arran, please remember to leave no trace. But let's hear a little bit about Pirnmill from Robbie and Ashton, who are raising their young family here.
Since we moved up here a couple of years ago, I've really grown to love Pirnmill on this end of the island. Beforehand, I would just drive through, maybe stop at the shop, go to the restaurant. I didn't even notice it had a fantastic beach. When the tide goes out, there's absolutely acres of beach out there. Getting to know the village, it takes out maybe a couple of days just to get to know the place, to see its rhythms. If you're lucky, you just look out the window and there's dolphins swimming past. It really is a fantastic place to bring a family up.
We've found that when we moved here, everybody was really friendly, and we're actually lucky enough to have the post office and the shop, which are run by lovely people and make you feel welcome. There's a notice board up, so you know that, you know, everything that's going on. Bringing up a family here, it's nice to have that connection. There aren't many places on Arran that have the post office, shop, and we're lucky enough to have the restaurant as well, which is, you know, have a lot of people coming just to go to the restaurant in Pirnmill. Last summer, we found there were lots of yachts mooring up and coming over to have a meal, and they're sitting there having a delicious meal and watching a spectacular sunset. I mean, it's the sunsets in Pirnmill are to die for, aren't they? We were asked as a community what we'd like to see, and they've recently started line dancing. I know they've got a table tennis session.
There's a pop-up pub every month, which is very popular.
Yes.
So it's worth looking out for. Definitely a good way to get to know the people who live here. It's a fantastic, fantastic night out.
And there's a quiz as well. So
it may look like a sort of a strip of houses, but if you come off the road, there's usually little green signs, and they're worth a follow. A walk I didn't know existed. There's a little loop up to Penrith, which is the old inhabited area of Pirnmill, really. You'll see a lot of older houses and even ruins of crofts. Mm-hmm. And it's a fantastic little loop round, maybe only half an hour walk, but it just gives you more of a feel. You can see the sort of run rig systems in the fields, and the sort of dilapidated crofts, and you get a great view across the Kilbrannan Sound. So it's only a little walk, but it's well signposted, as you say. Look out for those little green signs that you'll see around the island, and it'll take you sort of into Arran's past.
Oh, thanks so much, you guys. That was great. Feel free to join us again to hear about more villages and check out our social media using hashtag WeAreArran. For more information, visit visitarran.com/cflb.